Last month, we dropped 7,000 bombs on the people of Afghanistan. And who is the terrorist?
There is a new movement, and its name is UNAC, the United National Anti-War Committee. The concerns expressed by its co-chair, Joe Lombardo, signal a new turn in popular consciousness.
Did you hear any of the politicians say anything about the war?
No.
There is a domestic side to this so-called phony war on terror. So the anti-war movement now must join with our Muslim brothers and sisters and fight back against the wars abroad and the wars home.
The work of anti-war activists to link with Muslims at home has drawn the wrath of the FBI in Minneapolis and across the Midwest. Steph Urich from the Committee to Stop FBI Repression traveled with two young children to say she's fighting back.
So who are the people who were raided or subpoenaed? We're organizers in the anti-war movement. We have deep roots in our communities. Tens of us are union members, and most of us are parents. And like you, we make flyers, visit congresspeople, organize protests on the days of action, and within that, we share a perspective of international solidarity. We do not accept the narrative that people who are struggling against oppression and for liberation are terrorists.
FBI repression, according to Steve Downs, co-founder and attorney for Project Salaam, has been particularly vicious against Muslims since 2001, and hundreds of innocents have been victimized by oppressive statutes.
The government's chief weapon in preemptive prosecutions is a statute that makes it illegal to provide material support to a designated terrorist organization. Under this statute, all supportive contacts are illegal, even contacts that try to reduce violence and the potential for terrorist activities. It is cruel and unjust to prosecute people who intend their support to help non-terrorist activities or to move designated organizations away from terrorism. The material support statutes are a danger to everyone.
But now UNAC includes the Muslim Peace Coalition USA, a new organization that touts 100,000 members and is becoming politically active. Simi Ahmed.
The evangelical extremists call me evil. The neocons call me a threat to America. Do I look evil and threatening to you? Muslim slaves built this nation. Muslims are contributing to the progress, prosperity, and security. They are paying for the Medicare and Social Security for the parents of the hate mongers. I thank you that you are standing up for my community and the country that I chose to call home because of its freedom. I pledge to stand with you to safeguard those freedoms, to stand with you to make sure that women and children living in other places can be free too, free of tyranny, free of exploitation, free of war.
Susan Ross, chair of New York Free Mumia Abu Jamal Coalition, called on all to come to Philadelphia on Tuesday to help save a Muslim who has been held on death row for 30 years.
Mumia is a leading anti-imperialist voice in this world. Obviously, he's innocent, and we say no to execution, and free Mumia, and free all political prisoners, and build the anti-imperialist movement.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.